Fixing failed New Year's resolutions on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today. Your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today. Your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by giving you an alternative to the failed New Year's resolutions. And this is always around the time it happens to a majority of those who have made their New Year's resolutions. If you're a regular attendee of the gym, you have already noticed all of those folks that make those healthy New Year's resolutions, well, they're already gone. They're not in your way because you're getting to all the machines you want to work out on when you want to work out on them. But that addresses a larger question. So why do we continue to make New Year's resolutions if they don't work? Well, it's because everybody else is doing them. And we think, oh, well, it's the end of the year. I probably should have a goal. There's something I've always wanted to do. Maybe I'll get around to it. But the challenge with that is it doesn't work with our physiology first approach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And because what we've known from brain and behavior research over the last two decades is that we have to work with the way the brain and behavior works so we can properly address those things that we want to achieve and do it in a way that we will be successful about it, kind of ensuring our success at any given endeavor. And so that's where our third key in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy comes from, which is dreams with deadlines. But I've partnered that with one of the other keys, practicing the three R's, and this is how our goal achievement strategy comes together. And every year I do workshops on these right around the beginning of the year, and we're going to have our first quarter playbook prep for those of you who made New Year's resolutions and are looking for another way to potentially achieve those goals because we've missed the boat on those. So while this is Keys to Riches inspired, it's not specifically related to money. And these goal achievement strategies that we're going to talk about today are things that you can apply to any area of your life, regardless of what your goals are. Maybe it's to save up for a house, or maybe it's just to shed a few extra pounds. Maybe that baby weight hasn't come off and you want to work on that. Perhaps there's a hobby or some sort of skill or class that you want to take. Maybe it's starting something from scratch. Maybe it's a side hustle to augment your current income. Whatever it is, and the reasons why you haven't gotten started so far, or you made a half-hearted attempt, it could have been because of the structure of those goals. Now, setting goals is easy, and I can't tell you how I bombarded in December by every guru out there. Hey, goal setting, goal setting, goal setting, do my goal setting workshop. My goal setting workshop's better. But you know, setting goals isn't the part that's the problem. It's the other side of the equation, that achievement side that we need to be focusing on. And so I thought, well, where are we falling behind? How do we get out of step with what it is that we say we truly desire? And what can we do to get back on track to complete our goals successfully? And that's where this goal achievement strategy came about. And it's this melange of these two keys that we're going to talk about today. So in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy, we have a 3-5 financial strategy, and we ask ourselves three questions. Now, the five is addressing five areas of concern, but let's just talk about these first three because these are the critical pieces. When we decide we want to achieve something, we have to evaluate what it is that we want to achieve and how we're going to go about and get it. So we have to have a strategy, and then we have to create individual tactics that help us execute that strategy so we can achieve whatever that stated goal is. And these three questions, simple, may not be easy, but they're simple and truly powerful. If you can wrap your head around these and listen to how I structure them and perhaps take some notes, write them down so you can review them and read them later, This is the three questions that you need to be asking yourself, and I'm going to break them down in just a second. But those three questions are, one, where am I? Two, where am I going? And three, what's the difference? So in financial terms, when we talk about our Keys to Riches financial philosophy, where am I right now? This is taking a snapshot of how much you have and how much you owe. And this is where we start, because it's like taking a trip. And let's say I'm originating from Phoenix, where I live, and I want to go to San Diego. I can't get there because I wish to go there. I have to make a plan to get there. Now, if I get in a car and I start driving and I get the best fuel economy and I'm able to evade a few speed traps and press the envelope and push it over, I can get there quickly, right? So now I'm jazzed up. I'm ready to go. I have a destination in mind and I want to get there. But how? So if I don't know where I'm starting, how do I know what's the most effective way to get there? The reality is I don't. If I don't know that I'm in Phoenix, how do I know I'm going to get there? If I don't know that I'm in Phoenix and I take I-10 East, I'm going to hit Mississippi before I ever see the California Ocean. So this is why we have to identify where we are. And it's okay if we're in debt or we're overweight, looking in that mirror and saying, hey, this is where I am, stepping on that scale saying, this is it. This is how our first key actually helps us, acceptance and affirmation. We got to come out of that denial. We have to drop that warm, fluffy blanket of denial and get a little chilly. We have to get uncomfortable because we, in reality, will not take any action. Like chasing the carrot on the stick sounds great. Motivation galore, right? I want to be rich. Yeah. But you know, as long as I'm not sleeping on the sidewalk, But we have to get uncomfortable in order to move where we want to go. If we don't know where we're starting, how do we even know if we're uncomfortable? Maybe you think you're, 5-10 pounds overweight. And then you step on that scale and now you know, well, it's more like 20. And you're like, holy cow, I didn't even know that it was that much. Or you look in your bank account and you're like, oh, really? I've been living off of my credit line and I actually don't even have cash in my checking account. I'm overdrawn, but my overdraft protection has kept me from really feeling that pain. So we have to figure out where we are. We have to drop that blanket of denial and step into our reality, as unpleasant as it may be. And the best thing is that hopefully it is unpleasant, because that will make you move in the direction you say you want to go. So first we have to figure out where we are. Then we have to figure out where we want to go. So is San Diego my ideal destination? Or maybe I want to go to San Francisco, because that's a completely different strategy to get there. So we have to figure out where it is we want to go. And we need to do it specifically, not I want to be rich, because that's abstract, that's intangible. The brain can't set that as a goal, because you may have heard the adage, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Somebody else may already think you're rich. Even though you don't think you're rich, somebody else might think you're rich. So rich is too subjective and it's abstract. It's out there. So we need to make it concrete. I want, $100,000 cash in the bank for emergency. I want $500,000 in my 401k, killing it so I can retire a millionaire. And I want to be able to drive this kind of car, and I want to be able to do this and this and this. We need to have these goals. We don't want them too far out. Everybody likes a plan for retirement. And when you're in your 20s, you can't see past the weekend. So we want to plan for 5 or 10 years out. Because even that can change, but at least you have a target to start aiming for. If the target moves, so be it. Life happens. I've had the craziest things happen to me over my lifetime. And everything makes plot twists and turns, I had this big event planned and I wound up in a car accident. And I'm materially affected by it health-wise. And it's not allowing me to participate in this event. So life happens to the best of us, out of our control. But at least if we have a target and start aiming for something, that's the big value add. And then finally, this is the piece that is problematic for many. Because once we set that goal, and if you watch our specific show on that, where we go through the dreams with deadlines and go through the actual strategy, you can learn this. And by the way, if you DM me at Unlock Your Wealth on my socials, I'd be happy to send you the one sheet strategy on how to put all this together for you. So, you know, this is the piece here now. That's what's the difference? This is our third question. And this is our measurement tool to determine how close to or far away from our goals we are. And we have to measure regularly. And this is where practicing the three R's comes in, because we need to measure regularly to make sure that we're not super far off course. If we never check in with ourselves, how do we know if we might have already achieved the goal and didn't even realize it? Or maybe we're further back than when we started. And it happens. I'm the first person to say life happens. But it's not about life happening to you. It's how you respond to it. And if we never measure, then we never know whether or not we're achieving our goals. Peter Drucker said it best. He said, what gets measured gets managed. And using this, practicing the three R's, I say what gets managed gets mastered. And so this is simply a quarterly checkup that you do to look at, am I on the right path? So this is where we do our practicing the three R's, review, revise, and recommit. So we're going to look at where we started. We're going to look at where we're going first, and then we're going to measure what's the difference, because we want to stay focused on that goal. I like to think of ourselves as having kind of like iguana eyes. So we want one eye on the prize and one eye on the process. And so this practicing the three R's is part of our process that helps us get there. So we're going to look at everything. And then we're going to ask, have I had any new life events that may change those plans that I set? And this is what I had to do last month, because I had to start accepting reality and the injury that I had that's materially affecting my ability to do what I wanted to do with this event. And so once I was able to accept that reality and acknowledge it and take a look at how it was affecting my plans were no longer viable and I had to adjust. You might have had some sort of life event that's making you adjust. And it's okay. Life happens to us. But our ability to respond is everything, because maybe we just extend out that deadline. Maybe we just move things. So this is what I've done. So I've moved things. So hopefully I can do this particular event at some point in the future when I emerge from physical therapy fully recovered. But that's the challenge. So we have to make these revisions, and then we have to recommit, because that's the final piece, really, is recommitting to what it is that we say we want, acknowledging that life has happened to us. Maybe there are changes. Maybe there's not. Maybe we could just stay focused, keep going, stay the course. Maybe we have to chart a new direction, and maybe we have to change, and that's okay. Again, life happens. It's all about your flexibility and willingness, because that's part of it. Willingness to make some changes, because that's where sometimes we fail too. Now, there are two other parts to this practicing the three R's, because it's moved up to five now. But if you want those bonus two R's, well, you gotta direct message me. Send me a message on socials at Unlock Your Wealth, and I'd be happy to send this to you. It's critical because we're still in the first quarter of this new year. We're only into the second month, so we have a chance to make some great changes. And when you DM me, I'll also let you know about upcoming workshops if you want to get involved in those and take your goal achievement to the next level. So thank you so much for stopping by. My name is Heather Wagenhals, and I've been making success simple for you by helping you overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now today with my biology-based approach to success. If you would like to learn how you can eliminate all of your debt in as little as 5 to 7 years, grab my free ebook at unlockmywealth.com. That's unlockmywealth.com. I'm grateful that you took the time to invest in watching this show. If you got value out of it, bookmark it so you can refer to it later. If you are on social media watching this, be sure to share it with your friends, because a rising tide lifts all boats. And so too, you shall rise. So you are an average of the top 5 peeps you hang out with, according to Jim Rohn. So you need to bring your fellows along so you can enjoy your successes with all of those friends as you all achieve more together. Thanks again for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today. Heather Wagenhals here, host of Unlock Your Wealth TV, and I am personally inviting you to my favorite summertime event this year in Las Vegas, Nevada, July 13th through 16th. Please join me at the Mirage Hotel Resort and Casino as I am honored to share with you that I will be hosting this year's Freedom Fest, the largest gathering of free minds. I'm also proud to announce that my celebrity MC is none other than Lisa Kennedy from Fox Business. I'm going to be sharing with you some other celebrities that'll be joining us in the coming days. So I can't let the cat out of the proverbial bag, but what if I let the dead parrot out of the bird cage? In addition to the celebrity lineup, we're going to have some of the most amazing minds in the Liberty Movement. We have our Global Financial Summit, and as you know, on my regular program, I'm always telling you that you cannot have financial freedom unless you have personal, political, and economic freedom. And what better a place to learn than the Freedom Fest about all of these great things, in addition to connecting with other like-minded individuals who are in pursuit of that life, liberty, and happiness that we all treasure so much. In addition to the Global Financial Summit, we are evolving our entrepreneurship track, and Pitch Tank is now becoming Sharks and Angels Live. We've added a comedy night to the lineup, our regular karaoke, and the largest libertarian film festival in the world, the Anthem Film Festival. So join me for a week of fun festivities, and just for Unlock Your Wealth fans, they have a special early bird discount that's going to be going away in just a couple weeks. So claim your spot now by visiting my website at unlockyourwealth.com/freedomfest. Now, when you click on this link, it's going to take you directly to the registration page. Be sure to use your special discount code UNLOCK50. That's UNLOCK50, your special discount code. All you have to do is visit unlockyourwealth.com/freedomfest and claim your early bird discount and join me and other like-minded individuals as we learn more about the opportunities to protect, preserve, and promote our liberties. So again, this is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, July 13th through 16th at the Mirage Hotel Resort and Casino. So please join me for the largest gathering of free minds at Freedom Fest this summer. Join me, won't you?
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliated brands are copyrighted 2022 by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit unlockyourwealthtoday.com.